Masters.
Yeah, hi, is this Trucking Masters?
Yes.
Hi, I was looking for Elias, please.
Masters calling.
This is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff Underwriting Department.
One second.
Hi, is this Elias?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Elias. Nice to meet you. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff Underwriting Department. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ruben. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. It's been an extremely busy quarter so far.
Tell me about it.
I just want to introduce myself. First and foremost, did you get my email? I got an email back. I just want to make sure that wasn't like an auto response.
Yeah, that was actually me replying to your email.
Okay,
thanking you for the follow-up.
Yeah, and I believe you applied with us in the past, and the loan didn't end up working for your needs, but you want to see what we can offer right now. Is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so just so you know a little about who I am, I've been with Bank of Cardiff for about 9.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I help underwrite larger transactions here, and I help oversee funding.
Okay.
I'm kind of including myself into this transaction because, frankly, we'd like to earn your business since you're shopping around for loans.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to ask me any questions.
I will not.
All right, cool. So the first thing is, I understand in the past, it looks like you had shopped around for us a loan, and the notes that I saw was that you had worked with a broker who had originated a loan for you at Can Capital, or they're also called New Logic Business Funding, and sent the signed contract into Can. Did you end up funding with Can previously?
I did not. I did not fund with Can.
What happened?
Like I was telling Sal, and I was telling the other gentleman, there was an issue with the Secretary of State. They had my entity suspended. So when everything was done, we're ready to fund. I actually was on the funding call. They, while they fund, they'll go on the Secretary of State and type in your entity. So it came back suspended. So it turned out I had some issues that they had not received my 2011 returns, which we submitted to them. So anyway, to make the long story short, it's already been taken care of. My entity is active. So that's what held us from funding.
Okay, and that was about 5 months ago, correct?
June, July, August, September, October, about 4 months, yes.
So, and just so you know, this is not sales. I used to be on the sales side, but when I was on the sales side, I would just earn my business by telling people the truth. You have an offer from Can, I understand, at a 116, is that correct?
116, correct.
And is that through Can directly or through what's called a third-party broker?
That was through a third-party broker.
Okay. All right. And what is that, like a six-month term, I assume?
That was a 15-month term.
Pretty good offer.
I'm sorry, 12 months.
And that's a 116?
Yeah, 116, no fees.
Are you sure?
But, yeah, actually, it was 116, but then I was going to get some fees up front, so I negotiated to a 118, no fees, so the broker took its 2 points off of the 118.
So you're, because I know Can charges from, I can't say I know, but I'm pretty sure they do charge a 2% origination fee. So you're basically kind of whittling down your broker to get the best possible deal, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Can you give me 1 second, Ruben, please?
Sure. I'm here.
Sorry, Arun.
It's not a problem. You're busy. Question I also have for you is, about how much money are you looking for?
I'm looking anywhere from 150 to 175.
Okay. So I see in your credit report you've applied for a lot of financing, and there's really two tacks that we can take, and I'm not here to tell you one is better than the other. I assume you're getting contacted by a lot of companies, and you're just trying to push on people to get the best loan possible, correct?
That's exactly what I'm doing, yes.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some education about what's available in the market, because I think what you're going to do is, unfortunately, the reality is just you can kind of push yourself out of a good deal. I think the offer, and I don't want to know who you're working with, by the way, it's none of our business.
Right.
But I think there is sometimes saving you a percent is really not the way to earn your business. You're paying 1% less. So here's the tack that I'm going to take. The problem with these loans, and how many loans have you done?
Outstanding.
In your history? Like
in my history, I've been back and forth. I've got it about four or five of them.
Okay. So what I think the appropriate product for you is, and hopefully we can get you the approval you need, is a relationship-based loan.
Okay.
Because the way that these loans work is, when you've done things where you take one loan and you do it to pay off the other, correct?
Not necessarily. I've fully amortized loans in the past and then renewed and then came back, better interest, and refinanced and paid somebody off. That's how I've been doing it.
Okay. So the tack that I'm going to take here is kind of, people do often need more money, and so the way that most of these loans work is you're responsible for the full payout. And so the issue that it creates is, let's just say in 6 months you need more money, or let's say you want more money, you have an opportunity.
Right.
You'll be stuck in a place where that 118 will look really, really nice, but the problem is that you're going to have to prepay almost all that interest minus a 6% discount traditionally,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of puts you in a rock and a hard place. I would like to tell you up front that the offer you have is really, really good, and I'm not going to try to undercut it. The program that I'm going to go for you is called Interest Forgiveness, and we have a program that essentially says, look, if you renew with us and have build a relationship, one lender, that we'll waive all the remaining interest on your renewal. So there's no carry forward. It's going to be more expensive than a 118 over your term, but long term, I think it's a better product for what you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, yeah. That's a carry forward. That's all it is. I mean, you're not waiving anything or making any.
No. On a renewal, we have a program where we waive all the interest.
Okay, so give me an example. Let's say you give me 150 at whatever your factor rate. Give me a factor, a theoretical factor rate.
So let's just say, I'm not going to give you an example. I'll give you a real-life example of a customer in my book of business that I just funded.
Okay.
They actually had a CAN loan. CAN's a great company. You're not going to hear, we work with them, so you're never going to hear me say anything bad about them.
Right.
But it was like, well, they can do it for cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And I told the customer, I said, stop. I said, please stop doing this. Your CAN loan being at a 114 or 116 is no material difference. I did an 18-month loan for them. It was a 135. But I give them an amortization schedule, and in my contract it says, all your remaining interest is waived upon a renewal. We also give an amortization schedule that tells them how much interest is going to be waived upon a renewal.
Okay, so you're telling me if I get $100,000 with you at a 135, that's 35% interest, my payback with you would be $135,000.
This is just a theory. This is an example of a customer I funded over 18 months. But the program that we use, that in these situations, instead of trying to undercut someone by a percent, it's a program that allows complete waiving of interest if you renew with us.
So with that said, with those numbers given, I get $100,000 from you at a 135, theoretically speaking, obviously.
Yes.
I come to the point where I've already exhausted $100,000 of principal, and I call you and I say, hey, Ruben, I want to renew. So you're telling me you're going to waive $35,000 of interest if I get another $100,000 with you?
Well, that's not necessarily how amortization works. So you'll never have just $100,000. It's not going to be all front-loaded and the rest be interest. So let's just say, and I don't have your schedule in front of me and I don't have an approval in front of me, but let's say you had $50,000. Let's say the halfway point. So let's say you had $67,000, $67,500 of payments left. And let's just say 25 of that is interest and 40 is and then 42 is principal. The $25,000 of interest would be waived. Correct. It's a product that I think is a better tack to take here, especially because I've seen you shopping around with all these brokers, and I know there's nothing wrong with it, but I don't want to put us in the same position where you're going to be, I want to give you a program that actually would benefit your business instead of trying to save a buck. I know the situation you're in, and I'm just going to talk to you the way that I'd want to be talked to. You're having 18 million people contact you.
I mean, I know how this works, and usually what I do is I get addendums from the, from brokers giving me a 6% or 10% discount, if I terminate it within 6 months.
Yeah, that doesn't really do anything, these 6% discounts. They don't do anything. One of the things you said is, like, you know how it works, and I think you most likely haven't dealt with a company like us. Like, what we're trying to put together is, we're a lender and a syndicator, but I think what you need is just someone that's not going to sell you.
Right. I mean, I've done business with you in the past. You guys have
What we have funded you before?
Yes,
was it equipment or capital?
No,
what was it?
It was cash.
Okay. And then I saw that then you got a loan. Were we unable to, like, compete with your loan last time? Why did we lose your business?
I can't recall. This was a couple years ago.
Okay. I mean, what I would like to offer you is this. You have a fantastic offer on the table from CAN. It's really good offer. And I'm thinking your broker is doing everything to make, a few bucks off you, which, look, they're giving you an awesome deal. But what I'd like to approach here, and like I said, I don't want to know who you're working with, is if I can qualify you for a program that I hope I can, the only issue that I have is there's a lot of inquiries on your credit, which sometimes prohibits this program. But I'm going to see what kind of approval our team can put together.
How many inquiries are you showing in my report?
A lot.
Give me one second. Hold on. It might be an outdated report. That's why. And you're looking at the June one, right? Because I have 13 in my Experian, and I have like 2 in TransUnion and none in Equifax. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of credit inquiries. I think you went to Bank of America, Eldorado Resorts, Credit Technology. The whole thing is your credit's been actually submitted to the same lender by multiple different parties. And so I think the program that I want to take is. And look, if I'm in your shoes, man, I do the same thing. I tell someone, hey, I got a 116. If you beat it, you get my business. And if you don't, correct?
Right.
Approaching that from that angle, no one wins. I think what I'd want to prepare you for is I'd like to try to get you a program that actually gives you more control over the process, and especially the renewal. The problem with the programs that you're seeking, and there's not a problem, but the issue is that if you renew, you basically double tap interest. It's called double dipping. To give you an idea, your factor is how many months was it again?
It's 12 months.
It's 12 months, right? Mm-hmm. So that 118 in 6 months. Now let's just give you an example, right? Let's say you borrow. It's how much is your loan for? Is it 170?
170.
And are you considering taking that loan, or do you need less?
No, that's good. 170 is fine.
Okay. And what are you using this money for?
Expansion.
Okay.
Hiring, growing.
Okay. Do you need any equipment at this time?
I do not, no.
Okay. You know that we provide that service, correct?
I do.
Yeah, really good rates, really good terms, a completely different product. By the way, do you own any equipment outright?
Do I own? Yeah, I do own. I have some trailers. I have some flatbeds. I have some, I have some trucks.
Have you heard about our collateralized working capital program?
I've heard of it, but I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Okay. So, basically, here's how it works. You put up collateral.
Mm-hmm.
We give you a loan against that collateral.
Because of that.
And by the way, I'm not individually like the credit officer on your file. I'm the person that speaks to you, so I'll kind of be the go-between here.
Right.
But essentially, let's say you put up $100,000 of trucks. We usually do about what's called 2-to-1 or 50 cents of the dollar. So you can still keep those assets and get 50% cash against it. The real nice thing about this product is that it's a 3-year loan with a fixed monthly payment at a much more attractive interest rate.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so if you want to do that later, even if you end up going with this broker, I'd still encourage you to talk to us about that program because it's really great. We do it for a lot of trucking companies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because your cost of money is going to be cheaper, and it's going to be, most importantly, longer term. So I think kind of the way to attack this is the following. To give you an idea, let's just say you're at a 118 for $170,000, correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
So that's a really good deal. But that means you're paying back $200,600 right. over 12 months. Mm-hmm. And you said there is no origination fee on that program, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what happens after 6 months? Well, after 6 months, you're just going to multiply that by 50%. You're going to be on the hook for $100,300. Well, let's say you need to renew. The way that most of these products work is that you get a 6% discount by paying off early. So you would just multiply that number by 6% to get your, or 0.94, 94% remaining to get your discount. So that would bring you to 94,282. So that means that you would be rolling $94,282 plus the amount you've already paid on the loan. So your real cost, if you do a renewal at the halfway point, the real cost of that loan is, you've already paid, let's just see, give me 1 second. And do you have a pen handy? Kind of go through these
points. I do.
Yeah, okay. So let's see what you've already paid. You've taken $170,000. We're going to multiply that by 1.08. And we're going to multiply that by 50%. So you've already paid $100,300. And then what was that other number I gave you for 94? What was that exact number?
I didn't write it down.
All right, so it's okay. I can do it. Not a problem. $100,300 times 0.94. That's 94,282 plus 100,300. So you're paying back 194,582 over 6 months, essentially, to borrow 170. So your real cost of that loan is $24,582 over 170 over a 6 month period. So your rate factor actually goes to about, if you do a renewal halfway, it gets you to about 14.5-15% over 6 months. And so I think the product that you're seeking is the product you have is very, very good. I just want to give you, I'm not trying to trash the program, but I'm telling you that there's an avenue that if you're really trying to make your business grow, and you don't want to be, in my opinion, in a rock and a hard place in 6 months, it might be worth considering a program that you can build a relationship with one program,
mm-hmm.
one lender, whether it's us or a partner, instead of trying to do, you know, go from, don't put your, you know, see what your options are. I'm just trying to explain the program.
Right.
Additionally, the good thing about these programs are, instead of you shopping around all the time and getting credit increase, you don't have to do that. And I just believe that one program is usually the best. But I also understand and respect in your position that you feel that if you don't push people around, you're going to get taken advantage of, because that's what's happened to a lot of merchants.
Give me a second, Ruben. I'm sorry. Give me one second. That, Ruben?
No, not a problem. So, go ahead.
Okay, so my total interest paid on 170 out of 118 is $30,000, right? Over 12 months.
Let's see.
It's prepaid and interest, right?
Well, yeah, so let's just do that. It's a good deal, but out of curiosity, how much do you expect your business to grow to?
How much do I expect my... Well, I mean, yeah,
like,
growing...
In like a year. Like, what do you think your sales are going to be in a year?
Well, I mean, I've been going year over year, like from 1.5 to 1.8 to 2. This year's 2.2. So I'm averaging, you know, growth of maybe $250,000 a year.
Okay. So I think one of the things and where we really want to kind of focus on this program is this. Us under, it's both in our industry, there are a lot of companies that, I'm sure in the trucking industry, there's kind of like a gentleman's agreement that doing a deal for free is probably not good for the entire industry. Is that correct?
Of course.
And so in our industry, it's become a zoo. And so I've been in this industry with Carta for 9.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think this whole undercutting thing, it's led to actually a lot of people going out of business because they're having customers determine terms. And like, we're a little different. That's why we're not going to undercut this deal, because we know that if we undercut your deal by 1% with the same program, then you're just going to probably, and we're not being rude, it's just what we would expect, you would take our deal back to the other guy and say, hey, beat this, and just like a car dealer, you'd get to the lowest possible price, correct?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and so that doesn't do anything for you. And by the way, CAN, like I said, a great company, but everyone has their limit. What makes Bank of Canada kind of unique is we're one of the few lenders that does transactions up to $2 million in this space. Everyone else really caps out around 250. And you might, once you know, it's rates are only... or only part of the equation. It's really about long-term growth and a relationship. So I think what I'm going to try to put together for you, I can't guarantee anything for you, but I can guarantee you an answer most likely by Monday around 1 p.m.,
okay,
is the idea of a program that has interest forgiveness and also is a longer term. Out of curiosity, were you offered a longer term by your broker or no?
I've been offered different rates. I mean, I've been offered, the most I've been offered was 24 months on these traditional cash advances, which is what, you know, we're shooting for, right? I mean, I've asked for lines of credit or, you know, like a 5-year loan, but nobody offers them.
On your current situation, did your broker offer you a longer term loan or no?
With what broker? With World Financial?
I don't even know. Whoever you're working with right now, they offered you, say, a 118, but did they offer you anything cheaper? Like anything longer?
Well, obviously, you know, with a longer term, the rate changes. But yeah, they had 12, 15, 18, and 24 months.
Out of curiosity, was the rate at 24 months just like in the high 20s?
It was 1.21, I believe, or 1.20, something like that.
Why wouldn't you take a 1.20 for twice as long time but very little interest? Why wouldn't that interest you? Out of curiosity.
On what? On the 24 months?
Yeah, it's a better deal in my opinion.
Yeah, it is. It is, but I couldn't get it again because I was forced not to take the advance when it came to the funding call because of the Secretary of State.
No, on this transaction, has someone offered you on this deal right now a 24-month term? Is this kind of the best deal?
The 118, yeah, the 118 is the best deal so far.
So no one said like you can do a 120 over 24 months right now.
Not yet. Nobody's offered me that. Not yet.
Okay.
No, they've offered me the terms, but not the factor rate.
Okay. I mean, just so you know, I think our loan is going to be quite a bit more expensive than what you've been offered now.
Okay.
But I hope that our goal would be giving you a program with interest forgiveness and the ability to grow. That's really where I think Bank of Cardiff is going to win your business if we have the opportunity right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, put something together. I mean, how far out do you guys stretch the loan?
For the right customer that's worked with us, sometimes we'll go up to 5 years.
Okay.
But
yeah, because I am looking for something long-term so that my payment can be comfortable and I don't over-leverage myself.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I want to do.
The best program we have is called Select, and that allows 100% interest forgiveness at any time.
Okay.
So it's like a home loan, and if you want to pay it off, you'll never have to pay any interest. But that is something we do where it's a relationship. I can't stress that. It's really someone that we worked with for a long time, and we're not having, you know, it's a real trust-based relationship. We do that
right
for our customers when we get comfortable with them. I think, you know, that's the whole focus here. Out of curiosity, are you wanting to do anything more than 170?
Again, I mean, I'm a returning, you know, client with you. I've done business in the past with you, paid every single day, you know, had a good track record, and, you know, paid you guys off, no problem. If you can give me a 5-year on a Select program, I'm willing to take more, obviously, as long as my payment, my monthly or my daily, whatever, is within my reach and I'm comfortable with it, where I don't over-leverage myself and not default. That's the last thing I want to do.
Okay. And is there a minimum?
If the term is right, if the year term is right, yeah, I'm definitely, you know, up for it.
Is there a minimum amount you're looking for at this time? Like, I don't want to insult you with
the minimum is 150. I want to net 150. I have a small advance out for like 20 grand. Obviously, you would pay that off. I become first position. You would become first position, and I want to net 150.
You know, on half our loans, we don't even put a UCC, just so you know.
That's good.
Yeah, that's we do on certain loans, but I think this whole position thing, it doesn't matter. Whether you're first or second, getting blood, you know what I mean? It's
yeah, but I would rather you guys pay off, you know, my position that I have now, so I can only have one payment.
Absolutely. Last question for you. When are you looking to make a decision? What's your timeline?
Like I was telling Sal, if we can get it done before the end of the month and next week and a half, 2 weeks, that'd be great.
Okay. So what I will do is this. Like I said, it is really none of our business who you're working with. I appreciate you telling me about those rates and what you're against. I think the one thing that we're going to focus on is seeing if we can get you qualified for a program that offers true interest forgiveness. Like I said, CAN's a great company, but everyone's going to reach their limit. As an FYI, has anyone told you what the real industry standard is for most lenders in this space or no?
I think it's a 135, I believe.
No, like the loan amounts.
Oh, no, I don't. What is it?
So whether or not we earn your business here, I would like to explore also doing the working capital based on equipment because right. You can really this weekend, if you want, you can put together your trucks and trailers and say, hey, Ruben, I got 300 grand of collateral. What can I get against that? And I can tell you, well, here's what you can get, and it's a 3-year term to maybe even a 5-year term. It's something that would really help your business, and it's a monthly payment. But I think one of the issues that you'll soon do based on your growth is the real industry standard is 250. So basically most of the lenders right now, they're competing over 150 to the 250 space. So even if we don't win your business here, you're a rational person. And I think you would still work with us in the future because once you get, especially in the trucking and auto industries, anything related to that, once you really get it above 250, we're probably taking about 70% of that business nationwide as an FYI.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's a space that most people just do not want to touch because they're really, most people look at these as almost you signing on anything below 250, they're confident, but above that is just too much money for many people's appetites. But I think we're hopefully going to win your business here, but I think in the future maybe really help out.
I think you may. If you put something together, I mean, with everything that you've explained to me and with the little knowledge that I have in the industry, if you can come back with something competitive and, again, something where I don't over-leverage my business or my receivables, I think we can make it work.
Yeah, and like I said, I think but at the end of the day, man, I'll tell you this. If you don't get the approval, if we don't put together approval you need, I'm not going to come back to you with, put it this way, I'm not going to say, hey, congrats, I'll give you $200,000, it's going to be at a 135, that's not going to interest you. You don't want that extra $30,000, and you're not willing to pay for that. That's
right.
Correct. So I think if you don't take our offer right now, the offer you got from CAN, it's really strong. Just know your broker's put together a hell of a deal for you.
Right.
And that's the other thing. I don't want to, like, this guy has a great deal for you, just, and that's the honest truth. But yeah, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to be touching base with you Monday and telling you what we can do.
Okay, sounds good, Ruben. I'll wait for your call.
Thank you so much, Elias.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.